From the sublime to the sublimer. That's right. It's time for another whatever. Hi, everybody. I'm Luke Alicious, and with me by phone are the Pamster. Hi, Pam.
Hi. How are you, Luke Alicious?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
And you know who else is here? The Chainerator.
Hi, Luke Alicious.
Lukey.
Lukey-licious.
So before you know it, you'll be petting me, Jane.
I know. Well, if I were in the studio,
it'll be a while.
It'll be
petting for quite some time. We need a vaccine before we can pet you, Luke.
That's true. Imagine the two of us can pet you at the same time when we have a vaccine.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. We'll have to take a picture of that.
Yeah. Something to look forward to, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on, ladies?
Well, I like Bobby McFerrin.
You did?
Yes.
Nice. Even Jane liked it?
Yes.
And what?
Before the last one, which I liked, it was sounded like African music, was it?
Yeah, the first hour was African music. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love African music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
God, you can still surprise me, Jane. Yay!
I know. How is it in the studio?
Air conditioned. That's why I'm here. Do you have air conditioning at home, ladies?
No, I do because one of my brothers, was such a good guy and bought me an air conditioner.
Oh,
I know. Wasn't that sweet? A couple
you
years.
You probably needed it because you are exposed to full sun up there.
Totally am up here. Yeah,
cooking.
I'm cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it like central air conditioning or just a swamp cooler and a window?
No, it's just an air conditioner, like the kind we used to have in L.A. I don't know if it's what it is.
Huh.
Is it in the window?
It's in the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, especially having to be, you know, inside.
Locked at home?
Locked at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the day.
Really? So. You have to be locked at home these days? What? Did I miss something?
Well, God.
She gets wild. And she tries to pet people when she's out, so they've locked her up.
Yeah, I'm locked up at home. Yep.
That's funny.
So I would like to just talk about how good the Rockies are this year. Have you been following the Colorado Rockies?
I haven't been paying much attention, to tell you the truth. Are they doing good? Are they doing well?
Oh, my God, they're in the first place. They've
what?
Only lost two games. Yeah.
What? The Rockies?
Yes, the Rockies.
What's
yes.
wrong with the world? Oh, my God.
I don't know. But this is right with the world.
Wait, I'm what excited. Place are they in?
First.
of all the teams?
Well, in their league, they're first. Yeah.
You're going to have to break this down for me because I'm not sporty other than football. Only a little bit.
I can't break it down for you because I haven't really studied it. But I know they're in the National League, and they're probably in the Western Division of the National League.
The same division as your team, Jane, the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Yep.
Oh, them D. Oh, them D-O. I won't sing it now.
Yeah, don't. Please don't. Good idea. That's a great idea not to sing
Just
that.
Just call up Danny Kaye and have him do it.
Oh, I should.
Yeah,
yeah
you
but
should.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
He's
you
dead,
have him
I
on
think.
Speed dial, right?
Yes. He's dead.
Oh,
who's dead?
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Danny Kaye is.
He was old when. Yeah, Danny Kaye.
Huh.
A lot of people have died recently too.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. A lot of people.
So if he wasn't before, he might be now.
That's true. Yep. A lot more people have died recently than in the last probably 20 years.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Well,
it
may be in this country. Now, if you were in Iraq or someplace, you know, that would not be the case. Afghanistan.
There'd be some different data coming through, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But people here have died unnecessarily.
That's right.
So, yeah. 963-2976. If you want to talk about whatever, give us a call. I would like to sing along with the Beatles.
Oh,
I know
no.
you don't. You guys
You're
don't.
Just dying for it, aren't you, Jane?
No.
I am.
Yeah, you're going to have
Jane has to give her apologies to the hot dog guy, though, because she didn't make it down for a hot dog today.
Oh, really?
Yes. Andy, I apologize. I was so busy today playing pickleball and getting some other things.
Life is rough.
She was so busy playing pickleball
and doing some other things.
Shouldn't it be that you played pickleball so hard that you worked up a voracious appetite that could have only been satiated by a handmade, freshly grilled hot dog?
Ooh.
Yes. I don't want to think about it now. I'm really upset with myself. You know what? Why hasn't Frenchie called us?
Where is Frenchie?
Where
do you think he choked on a hot dog and can't talk anymore?
No, a baguette.
Maybe he went back to France.
I don't know.
Not allowed.
What?
That's not happening. That's not allowed right now.
Hey, there's a call. Maybe you summoned him. Let's see.
Okay. Let's see.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
What are you doing?
Oh,
bonjour. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, yours too. Did you hear me asking where Frenchie was, and then you called?
Yes, Jane. But you always relate me to the hot dog. When I heard this, I said, "Oh no, 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 no! Mon Dieu, c'est pas vrai."
No, hot dog.
Oh, no. Le hot dog.
You got to try one, Frenchie. You got to try one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I know it's not gourmet French food, but it's so good, this hot dog.
Yeah.
Do the French have hot dogs?
You will love it.
Do the French have hot dogs?
Ben oui. We have we call them the chien chaud. Chanchot, it means hot dog, but you know, this is when we are watching the American. We make food.
The baseball
we make
game.
Fun of the food here in France. In La France, La Belle France. Excuse me. It's not the hot dog, it's the hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are good too. Do you like those?
The what?
The hamburger.
Oh, the hamburger.
Hamburger. Yes, we have the McDo. We call the McDonald's.
That's bad. No.
Tell me, it's not wrong. You know, like Trump eat the McDonald's all the time.
All the time. In his bed. In his bed, watching TV, he eats McDonald's.
Ugh. And he's so fat.
And then he tweets.
And then he tweets?
And then he tweets.
Ridiculous. Oh, c'est ridicule. Oh, my God.
Which end is he tweeting from?
The rear end, I suppose.
Someone should cut his bidet. Thumbs off.
Oh, horrible.
Off with his thumb, we should say. Off with his thumb.
What did he use?
No, he sits on it and
like
then he rotates.
Marie Antoinette.
So he can't tweet.
Let him eat the McDonald's. Let him eat the McDo. Yeah. Special sauce. I have some special sauce for him. La sauce is special.
That's right.
I would like to add to that sauce just to make sure it does the job.
Yep.
Anthrax.
I change the subject because I do not want to be hot and irritated. Luc.
Yes.
Luc Elicious. Luke, you are awesome.
Oh.
Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's still alive. He do a show, the Circle Song. He do it in Paris, 2018.
Ooh.
Bobby McFerrin.
Oh,
ooh.
I've seen Bobby McFerrin live a long time ago.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd like to meet the guy. He's got a gigawatt smile.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fantastic. I work out in the morning to don't worry, be happy.
Happy. Oh, good.
Happy.
Happy.
You work out to that song, Frenchie?
Oh, yes. You know, the croissant, the coffee, and then the 20-minute, rapid aerobics.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Do you wear a Speedo when you do that?
I wear nothing. Not like you puritanical American with your problem with the nudity. I ride the
right.
With the mask on. And I put the mask on my mouth and
take
nose.
Take your clothes off, but put your mask on.
All right.
Oui.
What time of day and what's your address?
Yeah. We want to come
over. La semaine prochaine, I come to you. I fly. I have my own wings, you know. I'll say no more. But I can see you next week. on the bicycle, yes, like a queen.
Yeah.
The group,
the bike
group.
Ride.
Yeah.
We do that next week.
You're doing it next week?
No, he's hitting on you, Jane. Can't you tell? Did you forget?
Oh. Did you forget?
Jane, I can tell you are so lovely.
And she has air conditioning, Frenchie, so you could work out nude in her air conditioning.
Yeah.
L'air conditionné.
Air
open the window, huh?
Frenchie?
Tread roll.
Why haven't you called the last 2 weeks? Were you
busy?
You were busy?
I was busy. I get overwhelmed by the Trump, the wrong Trump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He speaks ridiculous with the denial and the stats. He comes with this drawing to interview, with the young American. We see this online and how do you have a bad TV show, a personality like Trump? Is he president? No, my mother say, "Oh no, this is bad." When she was, I was a little boy, and she laughed. We are at Eiffel Tower, but we can see very well across the water what's happening.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to say. In Paris, we have the cafe. You go have an espresso with an S, not an X. You see people. Yeah, but the culture has to change because of the mask and, it's just a Trump. He don't even have a hanky.
Yeah, we ran
you
out
don't
of
even
toilet
have
paper.
A hanky.
We don't even have toilet paper. Dang it.
So I'm busy. I cry a lot, and before you know it, it is time for dinner. I Oh, bon Dieu. Écoutez, listen. It is 4:20, just about, I think it's.
Yeah, time. Get ready in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We
need to open the line. We need to open
okay,
the phone line.
I leave
as
you
much
now,
as I...
Jane. You know, the bike ride, sur la bicyclette.
Maybe a tandem bike for you two. What do you think
maybe.
About that? A tandem naked bike ride with Jane and Frenchie. Frenchie,
okay,
call
no
us
picture,
next week.
Oui. Alors, à bientôt.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. 963-2976. That was Frenchie. If anyone else wants to call, he's still with us, thank goodness.
Yes, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
Happy.
You see? I'm so happy I could eat a hamburger.
I think we have a call, ladies. Let's see if it's there.
Okay.
If you call back, hang up and call back, whoever you are.
You know, I wonder about little Willie, and if he's not busy, maybe he could help shuttle bags of mail-in ballots between the post office and the clerk's offices around the country.
Oh, what a great idea.
In that truck of his. He could contract up with the USPS. To ensure USPS, United States Postal Service.
Oh, right.
To help ensure that
the ballots
get
to where they're going and nobody interferes.
That's right, because he's got those gaiters to protect from all that fraud, all those fraud people.
That's a great idea, Kim.
Yeah, because mail fraud is a career path for certain people.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Running rampant.
We have that call. I think it's here.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey there, Luke. This is Jake.
Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hey there, everybody. I'm going to get right to the point.
Okay.
I'm like some callers.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What?
He's sounding prickly, ladies.
Yeah, well, he's referring to... Okay, go on.
So I'm just wondering, what's going to go on with Potato Day this year in the era of COVID?
I hadn't even considered that.
I hadn't either.
You're just going to have to turn those potatoes into freedom fries.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Here's one idea, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what you do... is you get people on both sides of the Main Street social distancing 6 feet apart, and that's your crowd, that's your spectators, and you start down at the end of Second Street, right?
Right.
And you get a bunch of school kids, and each kid will come up and like roll a potato like a bowling ball down Main Street. Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Working their way towards 7th Street. And, each kid will get one roll, and it'll take 10 or 15 kids to get all the way down Main Street. And people can, the spectators on Main Street, they can't yell or cheer because that would project the germs out into the air. But they can have kazoos or clappers or... cowbells.
That's a great idea.
Right.
Cowbells. Cowbells.
We can make it into a race. A potato race.
But then they'd be breathing hard, which does the aerosols too.
Oh.
Yeah, it can only be one kid on the course at a time. You see?
We could time it. There could be a timer. One kid does the course in 10 seconds. Then the next kid does the course 9 seconds. You see what I'm saying? One at
You're
a time.
You're so competitive, Jane. This pickleball has gone to your head.
It's like bowling potatoes. Bowling potatoes.
I think you have to liven it up a little. I mean, do you really want to watch kids roll a potato down Main Street? Are you that bored, Jake?
Well, there would be a band. There would be the band that played during Mountain Fair, all those guys with their brass instruments.
Okay.
Would be playing down there at the end of the Dinkle Building. Maybe have some people on unicycles just driving around.
Naked unicycles.
Yeah, I love that. Yes. On unicycles.
Huh.
It's a place to start.
It's a great idea. Wait. We could do the whole thing naked. The kids would be naked.
You could have some
Boy
Scouts.
No, we can't have naked kids. No, that gets weird and creepy. Yeah, that brings the wrong crowd. No.
Yeah. Everyone could be naked, like they have the naked bike race. This would be the naked potato roll.
Potato roll.
Well,
Bigfoot is big. You see Bigfoot show up on Facebook. We could have Bigfoot put in an appearance. We could have somebody parachute from an airplane and land on top of the building. Naked.
P.T. Barnum, there's a sucker born every minute.
Anyway, we got to start thinking about it now, so I'm out.
We do.
Yeah. Okay.
We do. Yeah. Thank you, Jacob. Good food for thought.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, Jake.
Thank you.
Ciao, baby.
Bye. We can start getting creative. And anyone out there that wants to get creative with us, give us a call at 963-2976. We have a few minutes left.
We have another caller. Let's see who it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hello, caller. Nope, they're not there.
Yep, they hung up.
You know, we could also have the guy who does the freeze-drying products at the farmer's market. He could freeze-dry potato day meal plates, right?
Ugh.
And then hand them out so they're non-perishable. And then we have a whole year to pick the best time to come back together and celebrate with our freeze-dried plate of coleslaw and beans and pulled pork sandwich and potato.
Hot
and
dogs.
Little cup of ice cream.
Don't forget the hot dogs. Hey, we have a caller. Yeah. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, everyone. Jane, I hate to correct you. Bigfoot's name is Daryl, remember?
Oh, I didn't say Bigfoot. Someone else said
Bigfoot.
It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was Jake.
It was Jake.
Blame it on Jake.
Okay, yeah, blame it on Jake.
Bigfoot has a name?
His name is Daryl.
What's his name?
Daryl.
What about... I thought Daryl and Daryl were donkeys.
No, haven't you seen it's a certain kind of commercial, and it has Bigfoot, and his name is Daryl, not Bigfoot.
Daryl. Like, this is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl?
No, I don't think he has a brother. I think it's just Daryl.
Remember that show?
Daryl and Daryl.
I remember that show. Hey, so I have another idea. I kind of got in late on the conversation. But how about chicken races?
Huh.
Chicken races.
Chicken races.
Greased chicken races.
Oh, boy, this is getting... PETA's going to get upset.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay. Well, think about it. We can get, like, little people jockeys, you know, like little... We can make little stick jockeys and throw them on
the back.
We
could carve jockeys out of raw potatoes and put them on top of the chicken.
Perfect. That is perfect.
We could whittle potatoes into jockeys and put them on the chicken.
And you know what? Each chicken would have a number, and we would put it around their neck with potato skin, and we would write on the potato skin.
There you
number
go.
One, yeah. Number two. You know, the entry numbers.
Perfect.
Yeah,
all
and right. then we could have the kids chase the chickens to make sure that they kept moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
how
idea.
How come it has to be and kids? How come it can't be adults chasing the chickens? It's just a kid thing?
Well,
I don't know. Jake wanted kids running down Main Street, so I don't know.
Yeah, they could be a naked adult.
No, naked, nothing.
Except for bringing up the end of the parade as the emperor with no clothes, right?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. For naked person.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Rock on. Go Broncos.
Thanks for calling.
Go Broncos.
Okay, go Broncos. Go Rockies.
Maybe we could get some flamethrowers involved and then have barbecue chicken at the finish line.
Oh, I don't like that idea.
Instant barbecue.
Maybe don't. Maybe we could get a couple of the Broncos to show up.
Oh, Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
Oh, well, you have to see that. And if you do, you'll have an entirely different picture in your mind of flamethrowers. Yeah. Go watch that movie and you'll see what I mean.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
It sounds like he's kicking us off, Jane.
It sounds like it.
50 seconds. Say your piece.
All right.
Seconds.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does. Just like a chicken.
We have a caller, but it's too late.
With a flamethrower on the end
of it. Okay. Call next week, caller. Give us a call next week.
Au revoir.
Wear your mask.
Wash your hands.
Ciao, babies.
Bye, everybody.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay, love you. Whatever.
This is Bird Note. All of us on the Bird Note team.